episode 1745, Does More Always Mean Better?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. It is a brand new week. Are you excited? It's Monday. On top of that, it's Mindset Monday. Come on, you got this. The week is going to be awesome. But the question is, does more always mean better? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before we get into our mindset today, I wanted to give you a heads up. Guess what? Oh, we've got the AIM Academy around the corner. I am going to be doing some finishing touches on the website. Hopefully that will take another about a week and a half. And then we are going to be launching into the big, exciting adventure of the AIM Academy. I cannot wait to share it with you. So kind of be putting that in the back of your mind, looking for it in November. I'm kind of aiming for mid-November because you're going to want to be a part of it from the very, very beginning. Okay, now, deep breath, because you know what? This mindset thing can really be a struggle. I know for me, mindset can be a struggle. I get up and I can talk myself into a tizzy, whether it's good or bad. It's just something where I'm like, seriously? Why do I allow myself to go there? Or why didn't I allow myself to go there? Life can be big and rich with big dreams, right? And rich in hope. But does more always mean better? Whether you're trying to build more wealth, increase your influence, or learn more about your dream, how is that serving you? Preparation for your dreams and goals is essential in moving forward. It makes sense. But in preparation and planning, it's easy to become overwhelmed by wanting more. Do you ever want more than what you have right now? Maybe you want a better job with more pay. Maybe you want a job that does pay. Maybe you're like, can my children grow up a lot faster? Maybe you're wanting a better marriage or a different man. That's for another episode. But let's be real, right? I think if we're honest, we're always wanting more. But the question remains, does more always mean better? Your satisfaction is not going to settle down until more is achieved. Because why? You're not content. The mind continues to talk you into what you think you need more of. You gravitate towards that. You're like, yeah, if I only had fill in the blank, what is it? A new car, a bigger house, a bigger bank account, new clothes, another child, maybe a new spouse. I mean, whatever it is, right? Maybe you want to say, I want to lose weight, so I want less of something to get more of something. And think about this. When you're focused on wanting more, you are focused on the past. It is challenging to think about the present when you're focusing on more. Because what are you comparing it to? That of which has passed already. It's a comparison because if you're in the present, it is what you have right now. And so if you were focusing on the present, you would be what? Content. But if you keep sitting here and comparing, you're going what? Backwards. Why? Because you aren't content. You're not happy with where you are. And you think, now maybe you're not actually thinking this, but subconsciously you're going, okay, if I have more of this, then I will be happier or I'll have more joy. Fill in the blank. What is it for you? Always looking backward keeps you from moving forward. Your mindset of wanting more than what you have will shield your dreams from shining in the future. What do you really want in your life? What is it that you're going after? Maybe it's to write a book. Maybe it's to go back to school. Maybe it is to quit the corporate job. What is it for you? If you keep going backwards and you're not looking forward, what is that doing to you? It's not serving you at all. Dan Miller, my mentor, my coach, he's a New York Times bestselling author of 48 Days to the Work You Love, an incredible man full of wisdom, one that I can just sit there and listen to. I don't even have to say a word. And you know me, I love to talk. But he knows how to shut me up. Not because he's putting me down, but because of the wisdom that he shares, not just from his mind, but from his heart. And he says, always make your future bigger than your past. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Thanks to Dan Miller. Make your future bigger than your past. The way you can make your future bigger than your past is to what? Understand where you are in your everyday. Why do you think I'm here every day with you? It's because I want you to keep moving forward, because I know what it's like to get stuck in your past. We've all been there. Maybe you're there right now today. It's Monday and you've rolled out of bed and you're like, oh my goodness, I just want to roll back in the way I came out, and I don't want anything else to happen today, because I know none of it's going to be good and nothing's going to get me to where I want to go. So why be unhappy and just be in bed? I don't have to worry about anything. I want more, but I can't have it. So why not just stay where I'm at? We have to begin to understand where our mind rests. And unfortunately, our mind has a tendency to do what? It hitchhikes backwards. We look at the past. Every once in a while, we'll get a glimpse of the future, but then we've got the present and we're in it, but we're really not in it. So if you want to make your future bigger than your past, number one, you have to accept the season that you're in is for something better. I think about contentment. Contentment doesn't mean that you have everything. But I can tell you right now, I'm very content with where I am in my life. Do I want more out of life? Oh, yes. But I am a woman who is filled with joy and love and contentment. That doesn't mean I have left, you know, and achieved all my goals. No. That doesn't mean that my dreams have already come and gone. No. I have a lot left to be fulfilled. A lot that I believe God has placed on my heart. But I also know that in the season that I'm in is preparation for what's to come. So when I look at my season, I'm looking at my present tense. I accept this season knowing that it's in preparation for something better. And notice I didn't say for something more, but something better. Because you might be caught in a season right now that is dragging you down. Maybe you're in a bad relationship season right now. Things just aren't going well. No matter what you say, it's taken the wrong way. No matter how you try to fix you or how you're trying to fix your spouse, which we know that doesn't work because you can only control what you can control, right? So you can't fix somebody, but we try. We got to be honest here. We try to do it. But if you're in that season of going, this just isn't working, it's not about something more. It's about something better. It leads to what? Hope. And that's the key here. Except that the season is for something better, meaning that there is always hope. You may not know what that looks like, but you're willing to take a chance and you're willing to keep moving forward. Make your future bigger than your past. Number two, you got to dream bigger. Some of us have forgotten how to dream, and that breaks my heart. And I look at the generations up and coming. And I'm thinking, my goodness, my grandchildren, I'm going to have to teach them how to dream. Now, I believe I've taught my children how to dream, but there are times that I feel like I need to even expand their dreams and say, you know what, you don't have to stop here. Look over there and up there and over here. Dream bigger. And when you dream bigger, what happens? Your hope increases. Have you noticed a pattern here? Except the season that you're in is for something better. Why? It increases hope. Dream bigger. Why? Because it increases hope. And finally, number three, be present. Be present. Your presence in your everyday is going to help make your future bigger than your past. Why? Why do you think that is? Well, you're leaving your past behind. You know you can't change your past. It's in the past. Now, if there's things that you have to go back to people and apologize for, bring closure to a situation, a circumstance, that's a different story and that's for a different episode. But when we are looking at our past going, well, you know, I just won't ever get out of the state that I'm in because look at where I came from. I'm still there. I've been trying for 35 years and I'm still not out of it. I keep, you know, trying to do new things and I think I'm getting there. And the next thing you know, a door slams in my face. Those are all excuses. Be present where you are in your everyday. Because that's going to help you do what? It keeps your eyes on the future. Because you're present looking forward. It's hard to be present and look backwards. Now, most certainly you can learn from your past, but you don't want to live in your past. What are you doing today? Are you living or are you learning in your past? Be present. With every thing that you do, with every heartbeat, know that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. Always make your future bigger than your past. It's not about what you've done wrong, but what you are looking forward to do right or to do better, to make a difference, to create your now, to create impact. You see, you have influence over the world that you touch, the people that come in contact with you. And that's not something to take lightly. That is a huge responsibility. So it's time for you to stand up. It's time for you to say, okay, I can put my big girl panties on. I can put my big boy briefs on. Whatever you're wearing, whatever floats your boat. And say to yourself, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I am going to make my future bigger than my past. I'm going to own it. I'm going to be present. I'm going to dream bigger. And most importantly, I know that right here, right now, in the season that I'm in, it's all in preparation for something better. So are you willing to take that challenge today to be present, to be incredible, to be you, the you that God is creating with every single step that you take? If you're willing to take that challenge, that means you're changing your mindset. That means you're saying, you know what? I am looking upward instead of backwards. And that's huge. Celebrate that today. And guess what? That to-do list, you're probably not going to get half of it done, and that's all right. But know that in this moment, you are present. And what you're doing is leading to something better. So keep dreaming bigger and be present. Now, if you want help with your mindset, I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I look forward to speaking with you. And I know maybe it might put you in a little uncomfortable position, but you know what? You cannot make a change until you make a choice to do something different in order to be and become something better. So be present today. Be incredible. And be you. You've got many steps that are going to lead you to your miles of greatness. It's time to take aim in your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.